Clash, this is 193, and it's the second of the Wicked Man shows. It's Return to Summer Isle, Part 2. Yes, more spooky, witchy goings on.
For someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba da ba do da 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 ba do da da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. Visit the frosty start in the backward flight. Soaring realms of visions, never mind the meaning here.
Welcome to Radio Clash, and this is 193. And this is the second of the Summer Isle shows, the Wicker Man shows. It's Return to Summer Isle Part 2, and it's all about The Wicker Man, which is the 1973 film, not the horrible 2006 film where Nicolas Cage goes around punching women randomly and demanding they get off push bikes, because, of course, push bikes are terrorist objects. No, not that one. That's evil. And not evil in a good, not evil in the good kind of quite scary exorcist and scary Wicker Man way. No, just bad evil, bad avoid. But no, this is the 1973 Wicker Man, and specifically the soundtrack. And this show is about the influences, but the contemporary influences rather than the ones that were several hundred years previous. This is the contemporary influences of the music, but also what it inspired later on, because what happened when they released the film is that it became a sort of a cult film. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, it's the UK's premier cult film or something like that, and that's kind of a bit sort of odd thing to say, because you wouldn't really aspire to be a cult film, but it is probably the number one British cult film of all time. I would say it's probably one of the best British films of all time, even though it now looks a bit ropey because it has been hacked to shreds, and it's a bit slow. It's a bit sort of it's a bit sort of clunky. Oh, I haven't actually told you what we just played. That was Pentangle, Light Flight, which I originally heard on the Fred Deakins triptych, and I had to go and find it. And I think that's from 71. It might be 72. I know it's sort of early 70s. So that would have been previous. And that was kind of the state of kind of folk rock. And that's very funky. I like that. But, you know, sort of folk rock, which folk rock was invented by, well, really by Simon and Garfunkel, with their sort of hit single, Sound of Silence. And what it was is a producer tried to jazz it up, so it wasn't really basically they recorded an acoustic version of Sound of Silence, and then he came back and went, oh, well, I want to make this more sellable and more modern and less away from sort of, there was very Dylan-esque, you know, they were very sort of in awe of Dylan's, it's all acoustic folk, and said, oh, let's add guitars, and hence they invented folk rock. I think that's the way it goes. At the start was Beetle by Paul Giovanni, and that's from the soundtrack, the Trunk soundtrack, so it's still got all of the cues left in, so all of the backing stuff run, so it's supposed to be for dubbing voices. The original release of the Paul Giovanni soundtrack was actually taking the musical cues and backing stuff that you would take for foreign language dubbing, and then of course you then dub over the voices over the top. So it's really odd, because you actually, of course, you don't have any of the voices of Edward Woodward, or I think is it Diane Colenso in that scene? It's not Ingrid Pitt. No, it's Diane Colenso. However you pronounce her name. As there's Miss Rose, and she's not in that. They're not on that. So that almost makes it even spookier, because you just these random girls laughing, which you kind of miss from the official soundtrack. But anyway, yes, I do like that. So obviously, when they find the beetle in the schoolroom, which is obviously a metaphor for him himself. Oh yes, and of course, yeah. If you haven't seen the film, it might get a bit spoilery. So I try not to, but it's a bit unavoidable when you're playing clips from the film. So. What happened is when it was released, it was a slow burn for a long, long time, but it did have quite an effect on, I think, the folk rock scene. And then actually in the 80s and 90s, when it was shown on television or whatever, people just fell in love with the soundtrack. And what happened is then people started doing cover versions of it. So you've got various bands have done cover versions of it. You've got people who have sampled it, people that have used it in, or referenced it and all kinds of things. And, by the way, in the background you're hearing Willow's song, which is this is the when the silver screen released the in quotes proper versions, they released this as a theme, and I don't know whether they actually dubbed in the flute. I'm not totally sure, but yes, so this is the instrumental version of Willow's theme. But so yeah, so it kind of had a lot of influence on on several artists sort of thing. And also, I'm not playing them because I played them on a previous show, but also, you know, people like Pulp sampling it for their Wicker Man, talking about the Wicker, the river, and making references to obviously the Wicker Man, the movie, and Wicker, there's a river in Sheffield called the Wicker, the same spelling. So, they used a little bit of that sample, but it's so buried. It's not actually obvious unless you actually know. If you know Willow's song, you recognise it, but it is very, very, very subtle sample and, you know, buried well deep in there. But yes, it inspired quite a lot of people. It inspired Piss Takes. If you've seen the movie Hot Fuzz, there's obviously Edward Woodward, bless his soul, because he died in 2009. He was parodying himself, except of course it's kind of like he was reversing roles, but he was parodying his role in The Wicker Man, and there's lots of Wicker Man references in there and stuff like that, which part of them I didn't get. Part of them it's just kind of entered into the common consciousness, and partly there were some I just was like, what, you know, and so I kind of get them a bit more now. But I think I probably got my knowledge of Wicker Man weirdly through those kind of references, like The Exorcist. Some things have become so kind of got into the culture so much that you actually can learn about them, even though you don't, be like football, you learn about it even though you don't want to learn about it, because everyone's doing it, everyone's talking about it, everyone's making references to it. That's that kind of thing anyway. So I'm going to start off with a track by Paul Giovanni's first group, and this was mega rare. This was actually quite hard to find. And what, he was in a band in 1967, I think it was, called Forever Children. And you will hear his voice in here. It was obviously, it's an ensemble band. And yes, doing that sort of psychedelic folk, sort of psychedelic rock that was fashionable off the time. And we will be playing quite a lot of that sort of, what's called acid folk or psychedelic folk. More than the modern name for it is freak folk, but that's kind of more specifically talking about a more modern scene, but it does relate to the older stuff. Various names, not neo-folk, that's something else, but yeah, sort of freak folk, acid folk, psych folk. It's all kind of that kind of very warped folk, which I think I have my suspicions. I mean, it was already kind of there, but I think a lot was inspired by the things like The Wicker Man, because that sort of very brooding, very scary sort of feeling, but also very trippy. It's a very it's quite a trippy film. Though it's not obviously trippy, but you know, it's quite a weird movie, and the soundtrack is sort of a blend of old and new. So I think it's inspired a lot, especially amongst more, well, definitely neo folk, industrial. I think Current 93 did a cover, or sort of did a cover. There's been lots of covers. Some of them quite surprisingly sort of picking up on the pagan and the neo-pagan references, and more sort of not directly industrial, but certainly that kind of world. But we're gonna be playing some of those later. But we start off with "Merry Go Round" by the Forever Children. Oops, we have to get that right.
See you. love their divinity lessons. But they are naked.
Naturally, it's much too dangerous to jump through the fire with your clothes on.
Take the flame inside you, burn and burn below. Fire seed and fire feed and make the baby grow. Take the flame inside you, burn and burn belay. Fire seed and fire feed and make the baby stay. Take the flame inside you, burn and burn belong. Fire seed and fire feed and make the baby strong.
Have these children never heard of Jesus?
Himself the son of a virgin, impregnated, I believe, by a ghost. Do sit down, Sergeant. Socks are so much better absorbed with the knees bent. Please. Now, those children out there, they're jumping through the flames in the hope that the God of fire will make them fruitful. Really, you can hardly blame them. After all, what girl would not prefer the child of a god to that of some acne-scarred artisan?
And you encourage them in this?
Actively. It's most important that each new generation born on Samarau be made aware that here the old gods aren't dead.
And what of the true god, to whose glory churches and monasteries have been built on these islands for generations past? Now, sir, what of him?
He's dead. He can't complain. He had his chance, and in modern parlance, it.
What?
It's very...
I had a child, he was wilder than moonlight. He could do it all like he'd been here before. Once I had a child, she was smiling. Sunshine, she could see it all like she'd been here
fruits of your kingdom.
So hard to say goodbye. Living in today. I've said goodbye before. Leaving you alone by the sea. A word.
a chance that my love will never become, never become. Someone else will love me, though I may think of you. It doesn't
more dreadful sacrifice for those who command the fruit of the earth.
dead, or she's not dead.
Here, we do not use the word. We believe that when the human life is over, the soul returns to trees, to air, to fire, to water, to animals. So that Rowan Morrison has simply returned to the life forces in another form.
You mean to say that you teach the children this stuff?
I told you, it is what we believe.
In a graveyard I have been. Anybody I have seen. From the shop alone I had dreamed. as I seem to appear.
Lord Samurai.
Miss, I hope you don't think that I can be made a fool of indefinitely. Where is Rowan Morrison?
I'll sing you a ring of flowers to put in your hair. I'll sing you the yellow voices of freedom in that he
When you wake, he might sleep for days.
All the better.
Shh.
We don't want him butting in. Go on, light it up.
Enjoyed that. That's a first little section of sort of acidy psych folk. I can't even say it. Are you hearing a little bit of Bert Jansch in the background? Very good guitarist. I think my dad would play actually. And also, like the previous show, this is also dedicated to my dad. Just reached 70, and I did think of someone else. Angus Howie and Lumpy in Bristol, definitely. I think Wicker Man's one of his favourite films of all time, so it kind of fits. So we had a bit of a sort of a female section mostly. That was at the end was Lullaby by Paul Giovanni from the film. Then before that was Turid. Yeah, she's called Turid. It sounds like some kind of complaint, or a bit like it, you know, weather's a little bit kind of strange. Turid. It was very Turid that day. She's called Turid. I probably pronounced that wrong. And it's the amazingly named song. And she's from, I think she's from Sweden, I think. Certainly Scandinavian. Yeah, if in doubt, just say Scandinavian. And that's probably offending all of my Scandinavian listeners. I'm going to say, learn some geography. The Finnish are not the same as the Norwegian. I do know that. On the Swedes, but I think she's Swedish, and that's 1970s Swedish folk, and that is from Folk is not a four letter word, which is a brilliant compilation. That's Vol 2. That one seems to be more lots of Scandinavian folk, and the one before Folk is not a four letter word one is more Scottish or more kind of English Scottish, but folk from people who disappeared or you know, quite sort of rare. And I think it's put together by, well, certainly Vol 2 is put together by Andy Votel. I don't know if Vol 1 is, but as well. Then before that was Graveyard by Forrest. that's from Gathering the Mushrooms compilation, but it was actually recommended to me by Tom, otherwise known as Tag on Twitter. He also does his own podcast, his archaeology podcast, and I listen to the show. So thank you for that. I think I had it sort of possibly earmarked because of the compilation, but I listened to the album. The album's very good as well, the Forest album, which I can't remember the name of it at the moment. It should be called Ah, shouldn't it? Like The Cure. Forest. No. Anyway. And they were contemporaries to, I think it's sort of 71 or 72, contemporaries to sort of Fairport Convention and Pentangle and all that. Like, I can't believe I actually got a show I'm playing Pentangle, but I love that. That's a Light Flight, although it's actually wrongly called, I think, Night Flight on my Triptych album, which is rather and made it a bit difficult to find. Yes, no, it's not Night Flight. So I like some of it, but I'm not playing any Fairport Convention because I actually don't like Fairport Convention. I've been listening to them going, I just can't get into this. some folk is like that for me. You know, if it gets too folderol, if it gets too diddly diddly diddly, I'm quite happy with Scottish and Irish and some English, but yeah, if it gets a little bit drony, a little bit too diddly diddly, or if it gets a bit, I don't know, a bit bland, I really wasn't impressed by Fairport Convention. I like Richard Thompson though. I really like Richard Thompson, like his solo stuff. I like, you know, I almost played some of his covers, and he's covered a Willie of Winsbury, which is a Scottish tune. I checked, it's definitely a Scottish tune. I wasn't sure, but it's a Scottish tune. And yeah, he's covered those. And no, he's brilliant. I like, although he's obviously with Linda Thompson, he's a bit of a grump, but he's very good. But I'm not so bothered about the whole sort of John Renbourn fiddly thing. Then before that, that was Graveyard by Forest, and then before that was Linda Perhacs. With Hey Now, Who Really Cares? And that's from Focus, not a four-letter word, the first one. Actually, it's probably more American, actually, more West Coast on the first album, on the first Focus, a four-letter word. Lots of sort of acid-y West Coast, some sort of... that thing that's actually New York, but some sort of New York and sort of lots of West Coast sort of very psychedelic... type folk, as was By the Sea by Wendy and Bonnie, and that you probably know from being sampled. I'm amazed I haven't played it. That's been down to being played for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages, because of course Super Fur Animals sampled it, and that's what introduced me to it. And then I found it, I went and tracked it down, and then I recently heard that compilation again, and it was like, oh, there it is again. That's where everyone, I think everyone first heard it, is from that compilation. So I kind of came around, it was sort of all the long way around. Then before that was Vashti Bunyan. Again, someone I've heard a lot about and never played, never really listened to actually, and here before, and that's from a compilation called Strange Folk. I think it's made by the same people who do Gather in the Mushrooms. I forget who it is, but same people. Look, they're really good compilations actually. But yeah, Vashti Bunyan, famous, like quite a few people, went disappearing in the 70s, then came back about 20 years later. There's quite a few people have done that in the past. In fact, there was it Sheila McDonald, who's just turned up somewhere a couple of years ago, who'd literally had a bit of a bad acid trip and just disappeared, never to be seen again, even from her parents, which is quite sad and annoying. But yeah, that's the thing about the early 70s and late 60s, a lot of casualties, like a little bit like if you read the Fleetwood Mac's Rock Family Trees in that period, it just seems like the come down from the 60s was, I mean, I was busy being born, but you know, it was the come down from the 60s seemed to be lots of people doing acid fry, total acid fry, and just disappearing, freaking out, joining cults. And of course, then there's all this sort of strife in the world. It was all, yes, a strange time. Then before that was Paul Giovanni, Fire Leap from the film. It's an original composition. I think, unless I say otherwise, there are original compositions. So I think I've exhausted, I've played all the ones which are from other places in the last show. Then before that, after some clips in the film, there's Merry-Go-Round, Forever Children. Which is, yes, that's where I think that's where Paul Giovanni started. It took me a while to find out about that, and it took me a while to track it down, and it took me a while to get there and actually then download it, because it's rare and, you know, it costs loads of money to even buy it, but I managed to find it somewhere. Yes, that was part of a 7-inch single, and as far as I can tell, that's the first thing Paul Giovanni is ever involved with. And then he did some... Apparently did an experimental folk rock version of Twelfth Night, which I've not heard. Seen a sight, hide no hair of that. And then that's what got him the gig for the... it's not really. It's officially how he got the gig for Wicker Man, but I think it was actually through Peter Shaffer, being Peter Shaffer's boyfriend. But I think that's what probably introduced him to Tony Shaffer, was that thing, and then Tony Shaffer was going, ooh, you know, and maybe probably introduced him to Robin Hardy, because he just had that sort of to show them, and like, oh. So, yes, I hope you like that sort of floaty, I mean, I really like that kind of thing, and it's not sort of easy, a very fashionable period. A lot of times, I think it's people like Stupid for Animals and a few other people have reclaimed it, and obviously Devendra Bernhardt, whatever his name is, and a few other people, because it's become fashionable again. People are growing very long beards. It's weird seeing 20-year-olds with long beards like mine, And they're all, a fair few of them in Williamsburg, which is not exactly in the middle of somewhere with loads of fairies and mushrooms and dancing around naked, is it? But it's become quite fashionable in sort of the whole freak folk scene. So there are lots of bands doing that acoustic-y thing, and you'll hear some in a bit. I sort of seem to be more influenced by the whole sort of medieval early music thing. So I'm going to play a little bit of Christopher Lee talking about the missing lines from The Wicker Man, because of course it was cut to shreds, and there's some bits that have never ever been, not even been reclaimed. So I'll speak to you soon.
This is what's missing. Dutifully, every Sunday, the people, Baptist and Catholic, Presbyterian and Freekirk, bowed as low as their respective religions permitted. Wasn't in. See, but what a wonderful line. And then he talks about his grandfather. He says, "You're very cynical, my lord." He said, "I simply know my family, Sergeant Harry." This is a vast amount that's been cut. And Summerall just goes on talking about fruits, because he truly believed it was infinitely more spiritually nourishing than the life-denying God terror of the Kirk. It is so superb, some of this. Obviously, you can't go on talking about apples indefinitely in front of an audience in a cinema, because for two or three pages. But it is an essential part of that whole conversation.
Thank you. Specially chosen for excellence in clarity and diction, repeats over and over the same words, the same phrase, for the next few seconds.
A carefully trained voice, specially chosen for excellence in
thank you.
gentle as a feather. The midday sun at midnight. Hey-ho, I am here. Am I not young and
for I
tired of being here on this hill. No one lives to be 300 years like the way it used to be. I think they were giants. I think they were giants. Grows except me. You will stay to finish your work as long as need be. As long as need be. On a clear day, I can see my old house. My wife in the front yard talking with the friends. We gathered in spring. We gathered in spring. We gathered in spring.
Bearing friends.
I'm sorry. It was Watson. I remembered it. Did I do it right?
You did it beautifully. Dear little Rowan.
Darling, come on now.
Come of your own free will to the appointed place. The game's over.
Game? What game?
The game of the hunted leading the hunter. You came here to find Rowan Morrison, but it is we who have found you and brought you here and controlled your every thought and action since you arrived.
Thank you.
of the great fool victims of history. For you have accepted the role of king for a day. And who but a fool would do that?
Tonight's the night that the waters rise. You're groping in the dark. Ticket takers count the men who can afford the ark. The ticket takers will not board. The ticket takers are tied. For five and change an hour, they will count the passers-by. They say the sky's the limit. Sky's about to fall. Down come all them record books, cradle and all. They say before he bit it that the boxer felt no pain. Somewhere there's a gambling man with a ticket in the rain.
Yes, this is Mudboy, Solitron Wave, and actually it comes from an album that I assume is a he, but maybe not Mudboy, we don't really know, it might be a band, did called the album This Is Folk Music, and it is. It's just kind of weird electronic spooktronica folk music. But it's actually, yes, I can get it, and it seems to fit very spookily well with Wicker Man. Then before that, although I don't even know if that ever, some of these songs in this it's me saying there is a link. Doesn't mean there necessarily is a link, but I can hear a sort of a similarity, which might be coming from somewhere else. Then before that was Approach by Paul Giovanni, and then before that, well, again, muting any of the voices out just makes it even spookier. You just hear the sound effects and the echoed animals, just like whoa. Then before that was Low Anthem, they have Oh My God Charlie Darwin, with Ticket Taker, very very spooky song, well, sort of, yeah, about the collapse of society and talking about arcs. It's all very survivalist, Christian fundamentalist. Then before that was Hum by Paul Giovanni, apparently the spookiest thing they could think of doing when they were on, when, and they hadn't arranged anything to sing, but when they're actually on the headland, Robin Hardy had the idea, I think it's Robin, it might have been Paul Giovanni, but one of them had an idea of having everyone hum, which just is just very spooky. Then before that is Midlake with We Gathered in Spring from the Tales of the Trials of Occupanta album, and that is I was almost going to play Roscoe, but it's a bit too upbeat, but I really want to play Roscoe by Midlake. It's just one of these things where it's kind of it's on the sort of the, it's on the kind of list of things I want to play, and I've never got around to it. It's wonderful. Roscoe, like that, is a wonderful track. Probably the closest I get to something that's almost prog folk, but modern. Because Roscoe is about being in the 1890s, working as a sort of stonecutter in America. It's not a usual pop song, really. And apparently they were moaning recently that they don't go over well at festivals. I wonder why. They're a bit more upbeat than that, and they're really good. They are good pop songs as well. They're not sort of all hey nonny nonny type stuff, but they're not really a kind of the usual drunken sort of festival fodder. Then before that was Fleet Foxes, who have got a very very much a folk medieval influence in their music, with Silver Dagger. Those of you going, hey, that's Pale Movie by St. Etienne. It is. It's what St. Etienne did is they took a 17th century folk tune and rewrote the lyrics to be being as grey as a motorway. And because they wanted to do an album which was like a modern folk album, so they actually took the melody from a traditional folk tune. But that's the original words. Although the words get darker than that. That is slightly dark, quite dark, but the actual is a version where they actually do the Romeo and Juliet and stab each other. They take the silver dagger off their sleeping parental unit and stab, not each other, as in like they do a duel. They actually, one stabs themselves and the other one takes that one and stabs herself with it, and it's all tragic. It's melodrama. It's just soap operas, you see. This is a soap opera. But yeah, it's one beautiful tune, beautiful tune. Then before that was Space Dog. They're from Brighton. And that's a Wicked Willow song, a Hammer Sandwich mix. I ripped that from YouTube. Yes, naughty me. But it's live. I don't think there is a version of it anywhere else that I heard of an album. I couldn't find it, could I? It's not on your iTunes. It's not anywhere. Not on torrent sites, it's not on SoulSeek, it's nowhere. You put in Space Dog and it's like nothing. But they're doing that live in a gallery in Brighton, I think, and hence there is a video of it. And what they're doing with the samples is they are actually taking, they got a theremin, and I forget the woman's name, Sarah's name, but there's one who's main person behind it. There's a theremin, but the theremin's also, because you get MIDI theremins, it's controlling the pitch of the samples as well. So actually all that sort of up and down the sound is actually someone's there and someone's guitar and there's a very good vocalist singing it. But as I said, it's all in the video. They've got clips of the, they've synced the clips of the Hammer films they're using. But of course there's one big flaw. Wicker Man was not a Hammer film, so just to be really fucking pedantic, but it's true. But yes, it does fit. It is in that milieu, but it's not actually. And they were very concerned about it being a Hammer film, and it wasn't a Hammer film, even though it had Christopher Lee and Ingrid Pitt in it. And it was actually Christopher Lee was trying to get away from all that Dracula stuff. And then before that was Sneaker Pimps with Johnny, the version of Gently Johnny. That was a B-side, but a wonderful, wonderful version of that. And I think probably the best cover of Willow's Song was by the Doves, of all people. Yeah, I know. It's nice. I don't know. I'm not really talking to people who love the Doves, but I have on occasion been known to like a Doves song. But I was one of those people that tended to prefer them when they were sub, actually, which I know is not the popular opinion. But no, that's beautiful. It is the best version, especially when he actually brings in bits of corn rigs at the end. That just works really well. Goes to show you. And then at the start was Christopher Lee reading some of the lost lines from Wicker Man. So, yeah, I really like this Solitron wave. It does sound, it's weird, it's like electronics but medieval. Medieval electronics. They've probably got lots of cogs and they're made out of wood. Probably steam, not that, that's Victorian. But you know, probably dung powered if it's this period. So I'm going to play a track from The Leisure Society. I love this album. I'm amazed. A lot of times I check this stuff and go, yeah, check one, two, and actually check it on Radio Clash blog to say, oh, I've played this before. And I go, no, I haven't. And this is pretty amazing that I haven't played anything from this album. But this is Last of the Melting Snow by The Leisure Society. And it is beautiful.
And a man we hide ourselves.
Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
How can you pine anymore?
Jesus Christ!
That is good. For believing what you do, we confer upon you a rare gift these days. A martyr's death.
Enjoyed this show, and so we've reached the end. And this is you're listening to a bit of a festival by Paul Girani, but he just finished was Paul Girani's Sunset. That's the end of The Wicker Man. And don't try and give away the don't give away the ending. Fried Sergeant for supper. No, anyway. Then before that was Wild Beasts with His Grinning Skull, and that's from their Limbo Panto album. Their Two Dancers album is actually up for the Mercury Prize, and along with the XX, I want Wild Beasts to win. They probably won't, but it's such a haunting album, and I think it's an album that really grows on you, so it might do it. I think the XX might be a little bit too hyped, but they might win it as well. But I think my tip is going to be Wild Beasts for the Mercury Prize. Then before that was Paul Giovanni, Appointment with the Wicker Man. Then the Leisure Society, The Last of the Melting Snow. And I can't remember who's in the Leisure Society. It's sort of somebody who's in another band or has been around for a while. But I have to say, a very, very good album. And one of my favourites from last year. And hardly ever played. Hardly ever appears anywhere. It's very strange, just some albums are like that. They're just wonderful and you never hear from them ever again anywhere else apart from your own brain. Or, well, not that you made them up, but your own iPod. So the same one is probably the Fox Space Beta album, which, although other people rate and just don't hear anywhere else, you don't hear on the radio or anything like that, ever. Probably because it's not a big record company pushing it or something. So I hope you enjoyed this. There's this sort of two-part series. As I say, those songs, I can't say that they are. Certainly, there's definitely medieval influences. There's definitely folk in there. There's definitely a whole load of things in there. And I think sort of like darkness and possible Wicker Man, maybe. I don't know. But certainly, the rest of the songs are all very, very much linked to the Wicker Man. So you can find out more by going to blog, which is at radioclashblog.com, and you can email me at tim@radioclashblog.com. And I'm very happy to say that GoDaddy hasn't pulled me down due to calling someone talentless, which is not surprising, really. It was never going to happen anyway, but it might happen tomorrow, but I don't think so. So I'm going to finish. I'm just going to probably just play this out and play out on a sample. So I hope you enjoyed all of this, and I will speak to you soon. Cuckoo, 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 wild bird like
Jesus Christ!